Now, 1. Timing is everything. Somewhere I read that men born between April and June are more likely to commit suicide than men born at other times of the year. My dad was born in May, so maybe that explains it. Not that he's succeeded in killing himself yet. He hasn't. But he's still trying. It's just a matter of time. I know I said I would write about old Jiko, but my dad and I are having a fight, and so I'm kind of preoccupied. It's not really a huge fight, but we're not talking to each other, which actually means that I'm not talking to him. He probably hasn't even noticed because he's pretty oblivious to other people's feelings these days, and I don't want to upset him by telling him, "Hey, Dad, in case you hadn't noticed, we're having a fight, okay?" He's got a lot on his mind, and I don't want to make him even more depressed. What we're not really fighting about is me not really going to school. The problem is that I screwed up my high school entrance exam, so I can't get in anywhere good. So my only option is to go to some kind of trade school where the stupid kids go, which is so not an option. I don't particularly care about getting an education. I'd much rather become a nun and go live with old Jiko at her temple on the mountain, but my mom and dad say I have to graduate from high school first. So right now, I'm a ronin, which is an old word for a samurai warrior who doesn't have a master. Back in feudal times, samurai warriors had to have lords or masters. The whole point of being a samurai was to serve a master, and when your master got killed or committed seppuku by cutting open his stomach or lost his castles in a war or something, that was it. Snap! Your raison d'etre was gone, and you had to become a ronin and wander about having sword fights and getting into trouble. These ronin were scary dudes, kind of like what the homeless guys living under tarps in Ueno Park might turn into if you gave them really sharp swords. Obviously, I'm not a...